Just looking to improve, you know, work on the things that I didn't do so well and try and do more things to help my team win.
Carl, the coach said that on the depth chart you're on the starting defense now. What does that mean to you? Did it happen sooner than you even thought it could?
Yeah, it means a lot. I'm always trying to do my best, and I just hope that, you know, I'm continuing to improve and continue to make strides and being the best player that I can.
Carl, when you got drafted, did you expect to have the impact right away that you've had throughout the preseason and that week one?
I didn't really have any expectations. I had goals and standards to which I wanted to hold myself to. And that was just, you know, not worrying about what you guys think or what anybody else thinks and just working my hardest and competing. So that was pretty much it.
You did the finger wag thing. Where did that come from? And anything else in mind?
Got anything else in mind? Yeah. No, not really. It's kind of spur of the moment kind of thing, I guess.
It was spur of the moment. Mm-hmm.
Was it something that you used to do in college?
I don't think so.
Did you
not that I can remember.
Any kind of celebration there at Penn State when you would get a sack?
If it was on third down, most of the time I would just sprint off the field because I was so tired. But, you know, dancing takes a lot of energy. I never danced.
Do you think you have a different personality on the field during the course of the game than you do off?
Yes.
What is the difference?
You know, any D lineman, I think, or defensive player has a switch that, you know, they can't be a crazy maniac amongst normal people. So they have to, you know, become a normal person in society, I think.
So how do you press that switch? Is it just the environment?
She's always had it. She's always had it. Always, you know, it's a fun thing, fun game to play. And that's about it.
When did you start playing football?
Third grade.
So in third grade, you had that kind of switch?
Yeah.
And you were always a defensive player, or did you play both ways? And
up till college, yeah.
Coach said one of the things that he loves about you is your tenacity. I guess, where does that come from? Where does that ability to go nonstop come from?
Lots of things. You know, just being conditioned and really just giving it all because, you know, I just try and play as fast as I can for as long as I can and until I drop, you know.
Have you heard anything at all from Bill O'Brien since you've been kind of flashing a little bit here in the NFL?
No, ma'am.
He's probably not allowed to contact you, but.
I guess not, yeah.
Charles, your brother, Ryan?
Yeah, he's a good dude.
You guys, do you compare notes now that you're both in the league? Do you talk? How often do you talk?
Talk to him pretty frequently. I correct him on his release. No, we don't really correct each other. I know more about being a D lineman than he does. So, you know, we talk about normal stuff, trying to talk about football very much.
How nice was it to play in front of all the family and friends in Philadelphia Sunday, even though the result wasn't what you guys wanted?
It was a lot of fun seeing. I had a lot of people there supporting me after the game, which is always nice. I would have liked to have won. And starting off the season was a win. But, you know, I was going to keep working hard.
How about Joe Flacco? What are your thoughts on Joe?
I think he's a very good player, and I'm excited to compete against the entire Baltimore Raven offense.
When he says that yesterday, he said that he only recognized Joe Hayden. And I think that's just because you guys are all so young. But does that kind of speak to where you are as a defense, that you've got to prove yourselves to the rest of the league?
I don't know. I didn't hear anything about that, but there are a lot of people in the league can't recognize everybody. So,
is there a period on Sundays before the game that you really do something to get up for the game, or is it just once you're on the field that happens?
A lot of Eminem. He's a rapper, Eminem.
Eminem.
We thought eat M&M's to get going.
So you got the headphones on and all that? And
yeah, we wear headphones to listen to music. Put them in your ears. Yeah, earbuds too.
So how early does your pregame ritual start? As soon as you wake up or when you get to the stadium? What do you go through?
It's a secret.
It looked like on one of the pressures you had, you did a good job knocking the lineman's hands off and went around him. I'm just curious, we heard so much about Joe Kim in the preseason and how he's worked with all you guys. Did he help you with that?
Yeah, Joe Kim is a great teacher. He helps us out a lot with hand movements and being violent, so I just want to keep working on that. Yep.
Is that an area you think you got better at? Penn State now?
Yes.
Very good.
Nice girl.
Thank you.